The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio with Mark the Shark. I'm telling you, you know, there I was, staring out into the crowd just 130 yards away, looking back at me with the Secret Service. But what could be suspicious about that? As the guy next to me was holding an AR-15 with a rangefinder, who was walking around a half hour before, trying to see where the stage was. Not suspicious at all to our Secret Service. Now, welcome to Bite of Reality. On July 13th, an assassination attempt on a former president and most likely, hopefully, the new president, number 47, at 6:11 p.m., 2024, at a rally in Pennsylvania, an attempt on President Trump by a sniper from a building known as the AGR building. It is a bizarre situation. And the more we learn about it, and the more they try to obscure the facts from the American people, we the people, it just offends me personally. It offends America. And it should really offend the world. And why is it that we're first finding out that there is a fatwa against President Trump by Iran? I can pretty much tell you that from 130 yards away from the stage with a clear line of sight where President Trump was standing in front of that podium, this would have been a disaster. But for whatever you want to call it, why did this happen? That's the question you need to answer. And I'll tell you, and I love it, in a nutshell, the clear response is, because this, in a nutshell, is the epitome of the Biden administration. The ineffectiveness, while looking like they're doing something. They're looking like they're all busy, and nobody's doing anything. They're not protecting our presidents. They're not protecting our former presidents. They're not protecting our dignitaries. They're not protecting we the people. They're not protecting the Constitution. And now, they're even going after the Supreme Court under the Biden administration. So let's jump back for a second, which is, in my lifetime, I don't really recall too much about the Reagan assassination attempt. And that was something where nobody really saw that coming. This was an abysmal failure of security. And we have in our studio our sort of Jake the Snake of Rango. We have the guy who knows about weapons, and we're going to ask him to give me a little tutoring, because I'm from New York. The only weapon we can have in New York is our mouth and perhaps a rubber band gun, and those may now be illegal too. They're made to be painted orange so you don't mistake them from anything, like a stapler or something. But let me ask Legendary Dave, at 130 yards with a clear line of sight from a rooftop, what kind of shot is that at a person?
Slam dunk.
When you say that, I mean, if the guy had some training, and allegedly he went to the gun range a day or two before, and apparently he bought 50 rounds for the gun, which doesn't seem like a lot, but with that kind of optics that he had on that weapon, one bullet would have been enough.
Oh, yeah, and I don't know what he had as far as scopes and all go, but, you know, you increase the length of the barrel, make it a 20-inch barrel, that gives it more accuracy, and then you have the scope, whatever that is, and obviously, even for the Biden administration, you wouldn't put a laser scope on it. They might even see that. So you have a scope on it of some sort, and, you know, that's, we're trained in the military to take out people at well over 130 yards. So, you know, it should have been a slam dunk, but for the grace of God and Trump moving his head, and he admits to it, and basically everybody does, that's all that saved his life was at the right time. And literally, it came down to, I haven't timed it, but we're talking milliseconds that he moved his head and the shot went flying by and nicked him but didn't kill him.
Something like that. A bullet at that speed. What kind of speed does a bullet? Do you know whether what the speed of a bullet coming out of that is, or is that more of a locked and loaded question?
That's more of a locked and loaded, but I can assure you it's damn fast.
And you would not, you know, it's the old saying is you'd never hear the shot.
Yeah.
Because the reality is that the bullet sound travels at 600, I think, miles per second, something like that. I forget the exact term, but the bullet travels almost twice that speed. So you don't hear that shot if it's going to hit you, is what my experts tell me. So what I find amazing here is the legacy media came right out. And it wasn't an assassination attempt. Then it became, they hit the teleprompter, and that was from a shattered teleprompter. And that really wouldn't explain the three other people who got shot with teleprompters?
Yeah.
With teleprompter pieces? I mean, I was listening to these people, and I'm going to talk about the three victims a little later, and especially Corey Comparator, a retired fire chief. And it's just so sad. That guy died as a hero. That guy died covering and shielding his family literally with his own body. And that's something you do not see that anymore in America. You really don't. This generation doesn't know what that's about. Doesn't know what about sacrifice.
Have you heard anything about his prior training? Was he military or?
No. So far, that's the other issue I have with this going on. As long as we're going to get there, let's get there now. The Secret Service men and women that were on that stage, a little late, but they were there. And my question is this, is how do you not pick up a guy like that? How do you not interview a guy who's milling around the magnetometer and not coming in? He's walking around very suspiciously. And people said, the police that were there said they saw the guy walking around. They recognized him now. The question is, why didn't they recognize him before? And it goes back to training. Every one of my police buddies that I speak to, every one of my people in law enforcement tell me it's all about the training. Now, I could tell you, and I know I'm going to take heat for this, but I'm going to say it out loud because no one else is willing to say it. The Secret Service is not the place for DEI. And I've got to tell you, when you do DEI at the Secret Service, you wind up with DIE and death.
Yep.
I saw after that attack, and no disrespect to the women of the Secret Service, you know, that's great. I'm glad they get there. Do they have the same merit, the same standards as a male Secret Service? Because I saw a 5 foot, maybe four, Secret Service female trying to protect a 6 foot three protectee.
Oh, it's
how does that work?
You know,
how does that work?
I was watching it. You didn't see it live, did you?
I did. I did actually.
You? Okay, you didn't. Okay, I did. And the first thing that struck me with my limited training was the length of time, and they're bragging about how great the Secret Service was in covering Trump up. Bullshit! It took them too damn long. Trump was already on the ground by the time the Secret Service got to him.
Oh, yeah, he went down himself.
Yes. Exactly. And that, as soon as the first pop happened, the Secret Service should have been all over Trump, and they weren't.
And it also looked very disorganized to me.
This is, you know, I've been criticized for this statement too, but you know, the one thing lacking in this whole fiasco is, like everything else in the Biden administration, no leadership, no one in command, no one telling them what to do, when to do it, and doing it immediately. That's, you know what, I sat there and watched this, and what I was amazed at, they train for this day in and day out. And it looked like this was the first time they had ever been in a situation where someone important was shot at. And honestly, I couldn't believe it.
I was going to say, honestly, if this was a training exercise and I was the grader, I would have given them an F.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
It was, first of all, there was actually something very interesting that my daughter pointed out. She's very empirical when it comes to data. Smart girl, smarter than I'll ever be. But she said to me, she said, why don't they have some type of shield that they bring with them?
Yeah, I had mentioned that to you, too, that it should have been thrown up immediately.
There's got to be a better way to protect someone than sitting on top of them. I mean, clearly, that's great, and that's kind of like 1930s thinking, when we didn't have such things as plexiglass shields and bulletproof shields and Kevlar. I mean, you literally are shielding someone with your own body, which is, I cannot understand the heroicness of the people who do that, knowing fully well that someone is shooting at the person you are jumping in front of. That takes a lot of, you know what, I'll say cojones for my Spanish buddy. But
they didn't
what?
Have
even
it
the
like
female.
They should have. That should have been as soon as the first pop. And I was watching as after that first pop, I waited to see the Secret Service respond. And it took well into 5-10 seconds for them to respond. And that's too damn long. You have
and
to respond immediately.
And he was still on stage. And it looked like they didn't even have the vehicle ready.
No.
To get out of there. I mean, this is bizarre. But, you know, this is why, and here's the other problem I'm having right now. I think her name is Cheadle. What a great name. Another DEI hire for the Secret Service. Zero experience. She was on, apparently, Jill Biden's detail during the Obama administration. And, gee, that's how she got the job. Was she the most qualified? Apparently not at this point. I saw a complete failure of our Secret Service. And I don't blame the people on the ground. They are only as good as the commander.
That's right.
You may have the best implements, the best people, but if you don't direct them what to do and there's no coordination, this was an imbecilic act.
But that should have been done months, days, months ago. And I didn't see, you know, it's a reflex, or it should be a reflex, that if this, then that, and you do it, it's automatic. It's not, oh, let's see, I just heard a shot fired. Let me go to my textbook and see what I'm supposed to do next.
Yeah, but this is the blithering idiot you have running the agency.
That's right.
This is this, and she, I saw some clips the other day of this Cheadle. I think her name is Kim Cheadle, director of the Secret Service. She's literally running from the senators trying to ask her questions. I mean, do these people understand that they work for we the people? This is America. They don't work on their own. They're not their own little world. Although I'm beginning to believe right about now that all that talk about the deep state and the little craziness that I thought it was, that may be a little bit more reality than I even want to admit.
Well, I'm old enough and was involved in it from a radio standpoint of the Kennedy assassination. And unfortunately, and I don't know, you and I didn't talk at the time, but I talked with some other folks that know me and know that I know what I'm talking about, but I'm already seeing and saw it from day one, the cover up. And they've already pulled a blanket over it, you know?
Well,
and they're going to pull more blankets over it.
Yeah, this is what I heard so far. I heard that her first inclination was to say that the roof was too slanted. It was a safety issue. That was the biggest load of horse patoot that I've seen shoveled in the Biden administration in at least a couple weeks. Secondly, she came out and said the building was secured from inside by the counter sniper team. Huh. Well, you might as well have had the counter sniper team in Washington, D.C., because that's how apparently effective they were. So then they tried to blame it on the local PD that has, I think it was 12 members currently, that it was their responsibility to secure that building, when now it comes out that they were only in charge of traffic. And the only reason that they got off of traffic is when they heard that there was a sniper or someone up on that building, that they immediately did what all law enforcement does. They run towards the danger, not away from it. One of their officers almost lost his life. It came within, this guy would have turned around and fired a shot at him. And I think perhaps by him going up on that roof, that officer pulling himself up after being hoisted up partially by another officer under him, that he startled the sniper. And he probably, and again, it's theoretical, because we'll never know what happened because the Secret Service was inept at their job, rushed the shot. Or that in addition to President Trump turning his head. But how is it we have not heard from the White House that she was immediately terminated? How is it that no one in this organization, this administration, this presidency is ever held responsible for culpable conduct? This is the same criminal procedure law that they put into effect. The no bail laws, get out of jail free cards, you know, get people at the border, release them so they can kill Americans. That's the same lack of responsibility for your culpable actions. And I find that amazing that we, in the America here, we the people, and I'm going to say that a lot because we are the people, that we allow this to go on in our country. But you know what? We have an imbecile running the Secret Service. It's clearly out there. Donald Trump, for whatever you hate him or you love him, and the people on both sides, half the country loves him, half the country loathes him. But here's the problem. You know that as the Secret Service. And he's doing an outdoor event. For you to tell me that you don't have a perch on a roof 130 yards away with a clear line of sight from the stage covered is absurd.
You know,
for you to tell me that the roof is slanted, you couldn't get up there, is absurd.
People will say, well, he's not the president, he's the past president. Well, for folks that don't understand the government, and most folks don't, and particularly with him running for the presidency again, and this is almost a slap in his face, but he's as well informed as the idiot that holds the presidential office right now.
I bet it's more informed.
Probably more informed. But he
probably
is
remembers what they tell him.
He is informed of what's going on around the world. So if he has to take charge immediately, he can. Now, something that I'll let the cat out of the bag that most people don't know and don't appreciate. Did you know if you hold a star in the military, you're as well informed as the person running for president?
That I did not know.
Yes.
See, and, but here's the thing. All of this is coming out now in drips and drabs. But this was an assassin, a 20-year-old. This is the same kind of psychological profile that we see time and time again. And by the way, I'm still waiting on that transgender school shooter's dossier that we never got.
Yeah.
And the news cycle just went right past that. But let's get back to what I was talking about. It's the disenfranchised, the kid who was bullied. His parents apparently are social workers, both of them. Now, let me just put this out there, my opinion only. They must suck at their job if they couldn't see this coming. They're with this kid. He lives with them. And they don't see that this is a disenfranchised, clearly messed up kid. That's really incredible to me. And what's even more incredible, that he was milling around at a presidential rally for a half hour, and no one even stopped and said hello. No one even turned around to him and said, what is this guy doing walking back and forth with a rangefinder? It's the disconnect between reality and what actually goes on. Huh. It's the same thing that the Biden administration does every single day, 24/7.
Well, he had a quote-unquote literal rangefinder, which he obviously did, he also had one called a cell phone. You can do exactly the same thing with a cell phone that you can with a rangefinder.
Well, the other thing which was really interesting is he had two cell phones and a TV remote, apparently. Now, what was that? And no one thought that, you know, there's a guy walking around with a TV remote, a van full of explosives parked nearby, and two cell phones. It's just a stockbroker, must be. Must be a stockbroker. It's just, and the fact that that roof, I don't know if you saw the roof. I saw pictures of it. I would take an aerial picture of that area and show it to a fifth grade class and ask them, hey, where would be the best place to see if you were going to try to shoot someone on that stage? And I bet you 90% of those kids would have pointed out that building and the other building where the counter team was. So why is it that our Secret Service missed this? First of all, the advance team, what were they doing? Did they not look around?
They were checking hemorrhoids.
Yeah. I mean, what do you, are they looking each other's butts? You know, dog sniff butts get more information than apparently the Secret Service got with this advance team. I mean, it's incredible how such it's a mountain of failures. It's not one failure. It's a mountain of failures. And I don't know if you saw when the local officers were trying to get to the building that the gate was locked. There wasn't even a Secret Service officer posted there to open the gate. They had actually literally ram it with one of their police vehicles to get it open, enough space to get so they could get to the building. I mean, this is like Mr. Magoo runs the Secret Service.
You know, that's what I said a couple of minutes ago. Leadership. Who was in charge?
Well,
and you
Biden
say
is in charge.
That stupid bitch at her desk, she wasn't in charge of anything. But you had to have somebody. I mean, this is the way the military works.
Way it used to work.
Well, that's true before they started wearing skirts. But you have someone in charge. They're the person that's responsible. Why isn't somebody up on that roof? And you get somebody on the roof. And, you know, this is where there are two things that totally, 100% broke down. And there's no excuse for either one of them to be broken. One is the fact that no one was in charge of that particular area or in charge of the whole team. That's the first thing. The second thing is, and I've been there, done that, and knew, and your friend that was in charge, he'll tell you the same thing. You have more communications checks before the subject gets there than you'd have with NBC or ABC. You have radio checks continually, checking, are you on location? Are you at X? Are you at Y? Are you at Z? And there obviously was no communications check.
Multiple failures.
Multiple, but you have the biggest one, leadership failing and communication failure.
And you see, I'll tell you the same thing. In the Twin Tower disaster in New York, we had issues. The issues were fire department couldn't speak to the police department. The police department couldn't talk to the Port Authority. The Port Authority couldn't talk to the park rangers who responded. So everybody got there, and there was no full chain of communication. So what did we learn from that, from the Twin Towers going down? Apparently nothing.
There was
apparently no
leadership. There was no person that was in charge. Any situation like this, you shouldn't have the person in charge. Gee, in the military, they call him a general. But in the civilian life, you have someone in charge. He dispatches the orders to someone below him that's in communications with everybody else.
The question is this, very simple. Who assigned the detail? You know it's Donald Trump. Yes, he's polarizing. Yes, the left is. You want to talk about a danger to America? Is it the right? No, it's the left radicals. It's the left crazies. So they know that's going on. Okay, so now, do you have the same amount of detail for an outdoor event? No. And you know he's the presumptive nominee. You know he's going to go to the presidency. So why? Why do you not think that the details should be beefed up? And now we find out that Iran's trying to take him out. And this is just this is the tip of the iceberg. This is the tip of the insanity of this administration. And no one's getting fired. No one's getting disciplined. She's still at the directorship. When she was asked whether or not she's stepping aside, they said, no, I have no plans. Well, then you have imbeciles like Benny Thompson, okay, the poster child for the brain dead, just plain caustic, stupid conduct of the Biden leadership, okay, the alleged leaders of this country. He actually tried to take away, I don't know if people know this, because you wouldn't see it on MSNBC or the other communist news network. He actually tried to take away the Secret Service protection from President Trump because of that garbage that went on in New York. Again, if you take a salami and cut it into 34 pieces, it doesn't make 34 salamis or 34 felony counts. But listen, I don't condone violence, but here's one to actually take away from this deal. Benny Thompson had one of his staff members tweet out that this next time you should take shooting lessons, a Jacqueline Marsaw. So it says, I don't condone, wait, it said, here it is. He actually tried to take away it's just baffling to me when I think about this, that Benny Thompson tried to do this. And one of his genius staffers, like I said, I don't condone violence, but please get some shooting lessons so you don't miss next time. Oops, that wasn't me talking. That was tweeted out by Jacqueline Marsaw. Okay, so what happened? Oh, she got fired. So when you ask who the violent sections of America are, you wonder why this country is complete shambles? Because we have attacked the people. We have attacked the people, not the policies. And when you do that, you dehumanize someone. And when you dehumanize someone, you make it easier for these lunatics to get out there and try to take them out.
Okay? After Kennedy was assassinated, a statement like that, you would be immediately in jail. No ifs, ands, and buts. You'd go to jail, period.
Johnny Depp said something stupid. Madonna said something stupid. And nothing happened. So when you don't do anything to people who are culpable, they do it again. It's the same thing that happened with the BLM riots. Remember? Mostly peaceful. $2 billion worth of damage. Mostly peaceful. CNN was standing in front, the iconic vision of CNN standing in front of a burning block saying this is a mostly peaceful protest. How much can they lie to us? And who's the real threat to democracy? Well, we're going to take a short break. And what we're going to do is, right after that, we're going to talk about who is the actual threat to democracy. We're going to think about that for a second while we listen. Stand by.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio. So right before the break, we were talking about the threat to democracy. What's real? What's fake? What do you listen to? What do you know? Well, let's think about this for a second. They've called him everything under the sun. They've called him a terrorist. They've told you he's going to destroy America. They called him Hitler. All of these a-holes from the Democratic Party, now they're giving him well wishes? Are you kidding me? They're sending him well wishes. You know, if I give an arsonist a lighter and lighter fluid, and I sit in front of a building, he's going to commence a fire. This is the natural progression. So this crap about the Democrat side, almost as bad as them trying to say that Joe Biden's the sharpest tack in the box. Remember that? The rhetoric, the insanity that has come from the left has been amazing. That is the real threat to America. When they try to take your reality that you're living in every day and tell you that despite what you're living, you're wrong. You're not, don't believe your eyes, believe our lies. That's MSNBC's new theme song, CNN's new theme song. It got so bad. It got so bad this week after the assassination attempt that they literally took Morning Joe, that Joe Scarborough, that imbecile, and Mika off the air because they didn't trust them. You took your alleged talent off the air because you can't treat them to another day. You need to speak to them. Okay, this is they're worried that more garbage would go out on the air. The morning joke? Are you kidding me? Why? Because they were going to say something inappropriate, something stupid, something imbecilic? Well, pretty much what they do every single day. That's it. That in and of itself should tell you all you need to know about MSNBC and the untalented air talking heads. And you got, Joyless Reid? They should have pulled her off the air. She said, well, maybe he set it up himself. Yeah, I always want to set up my own assassination. You know, I think the wig on her head or the hair color has maybe burnt her brain. There's something wrong with her. The vitriol that comes out of their mouth, out of their face, is just bizarre. The amount of hate that they have for one individual. And it's not even based on anything in reality. It's based on their Trump derangement syndrome. They all have it. And Rachel Maddow, she's another one. She needs to figure out what side of reality she wants to be on. Because obviously she's lost touch. She should listen to Bite of Reality and get the real story. Because obviously what she reports, and I'm still waiting, by the way, I'm still waiting for the apology to Donald Trump from Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid, and the piglets at The View from saying for 4 years that Donald Trump was a Russian asset. You'll never see that, folks. Why? Because they don't care. So why are these people who are calling for his to get out and Joe Biden for saying put him in the bullseye, he needs to be in the crosshairs, why are they not charged for incitement? You have a direct link from a crazy guy with a gun who actually shot the president, the next president, hopefully, but our former president, in the head. And he's still, believe it or not, smarter than Joe Biden on a good day. But that's another story. But this is what I really am concerned about. This is really where I'll get to, you know, I'll get to Donald Trump's speech in a little bit. But the Republican National Committee really showed that the Republican Party is very united. And my question is this. Can this country mend itself? Do our leaders who are currently in office have the necessary fortitude and the strength, the necessary comprehension even, or even the intellect, to stop fighting with each other and to start listening to each other? To bring back democracy, the Democratic Republic America, as it was set up. To bring this country back together as one America. From what I can see, the amount of erosion that's happened in the American society in the last 4 years, it's actually more than that. Because they started the opposition before Trump actually even was sworn in. When he came down that escalator, it started. And they started hacking away at America. They started eroding America. They started eroding the American society. They started eroding America itself in full view of everybody. And we're thrusting ourselves into what looks like it's going to be a civil war. And our genius bar of leaders, including all of them, both sides, it's not just Democrats, it's Republicans. They've forgotten who they work for. They work for the American people. America used to be one nation, not two nations. We put the trust apparently in people who value party over American existence and America's stability. And that, we the people, that's our fault.
Mark.
Yes.
I want to make a prediction. And I don't do this, as you well know, I don't do it ever, much less.
Are you
going to
give me lotto numbers?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get my pen.
With ink. No, I'll make a prediction that you'll be around to see it. I don't know that I'll be around to see it. But last night, did you watch the old Republican convention last night?
I watched most of it. I sort of brushed through a few of them.
Okay,
I loved the Hulk Hogan. I couldn't figure out Kid Rock.
Oh, I couldn't either. That was just stupid.
I couldn't figure out.
There was a star that was already born, and she will become the Trump legacy.
Kai Trump.
Yes.
Yep. Knew exactly who you were talking about.
His granddaughter.
Yep.
And she is outstanding. She's extremely good looking. And at 16 years old, she had the audience eating out of her hands already.
Yep. Well-spoken, and, yes, articulate.
And she will be the Trump to carry on. And it's someone like her that, yes, will pull our heads out of our asses and turn this country around.
We have to.
She is absolutely incredible. And I hope that you're talking about a shield. I hope that she walks around in a plexiglass shield all the time, because the Democrats and the left-wingers are going to want to get rid of her, because she, just last night, has to scare them to death. Because she's the one that's going to turn it all around. And I applaud her and can't say enough. I sat there on my couch with my jaw hanging down, just so very impressed. And to go to her father and say, I want to tell the world about my grandfather.
You know, she really she showed a side. And I might as well get into it now with the RNC, is she showed a side of him that I don't think people realize. He actually is not a terrorist. He's not Hitler. He's a grandfather. He's a family man. You know, Joe Biden said, oh, he has the morals of an alley cat. Listen, if I were Joe Biden, all I need to do is I need to look at your family and I need to look at the Trump family. And I'll tell you who the man is. You know, you could tell by his children what his values are. You can tell by his children.
Amen.
And when you look at Joe Biden, he was in Washington for 50 years, and his son was completely out of control. An absolute disaster. He was a walking dumpster fire. And you look at each of the Trump kids and his grandkids, well-spoken, well-attired, well-manicured people, very society-oriented, family-oriented. And you see this, and you see they have values, they have morals. And all of a sudden, you begin to say, wait a second, maybe he's not this bad guy that they've been telling you about. It's because it's not real. They're telling you garbage. But the majority of the low-information voter that we all talk about, the low-information person who just 5 seconds gets it from MSNBC or CBS or one of those other clown shows, and they don't really know what's going on. They listen to these idiots, and they think he's a bad guy. Oh, he's going to stay in office. He's never leaving. Listen, if anybody thinks that 119% of the population voting in Chicago shouldn't make anybody suspicious, well, you know what? You should join the Biden Genius Bar. Because I think that you need to straighten out the elections. Because if you lose the American population's faith in elections, you've lost America. You've done. But the Democrats have figured out something that the Republicans never understood. And I don't think they still understand. If you control the media, you control the population. Go to Dictator 101, page 1. Control the media, you control your country. Why is that? Because you can put anything out you want. So I say it's MSDNC and CNN, Communist News Network. So why would you want to let those networks be controlled by someone? Because then you control the population. Simple. Very, very simple. But America, we put our trust in these people we send to Washington. And we have overvalued what we send to Washington. And that's why they're so scared of Donald Trump. They are scared of him because he doesn't play by their rules. And most people don't know about Trump is, first of all, he was a great developer. Second of all, he was always an outsider. He was a Democrat for most of his life. When the Democrats were in power, he went to the Democrats. They all came to him. When the Republicans were in power, they all came to him. So he's not really a right-wing conservative guy. He has values of reasonableness. And that's what's not getting out there past the noise. But we're always told one thing in America. We were told Joe Biden was brilliant. Sharpest act in the box. 3.5 years. When people started to see him mess up, Nancy Pelosi, well, Joe's always been like that. He's always been a gaffe machine. But he's brilliant. Behind the scenes, he's on top of everything. He's ahead of everything. Listen, people, they lied to you. Why should you be angry? Why should we be angry and offended? Why should we be frustrated? There's a group of people surrounding Joe Biden that knew he was mentally incapacitated, and they lied to you every day. They lied to us. They actively covered up the actual condition of Joe Biden for the last 3.5 years, because when you're the puppet master, you want your dumb puppet up there. And now, all of a sudden, because there's no longer a pathway to victory, Joe's an idiot. Joe's mentally incapacitated. Are you kidding me? You lied to us every day. The guy could barely make it up the steps the other day. Granted, he has COVID, and I'll give him that as a pass. But what about everything else? Now they see no pathway to victory. Now all of a sudden, all the alligators have come out. I love it when the left eats itself. It's an amazing concept. But they lied to you, right to your face every single day. And now the media goes bonkers. All of a sudden, they're babbling away. Joe Biden, he no path. He's crazy. He can't do anything. He's inept. He works from 11 to 4. Hopefully everything happens during that period of time. It's ridiculous. And why does the White House, here's another question for you, and I'll just throw this out. Why does the White House oppose a bill that makes it illegal, makes it a federal crime for non-citizens to vote? Gee, 17 million invaders in the country let in illegally under Biden, and they're not in favor of a law preventing them from voting. Most Democratic states don't even have voter ID. I remember last time in New York, I was at an election and a guy went to pull out his license to show who he was. And she said, no, I can't look at that. Put it away. Because they don't want to do this. They want anybody to be able to vote because they are not interested in America, the Democrats. They're interested in the power. And everything, you know what I noticed when you hear from Trump? It's about America. It's about this. It's about our country, bringing us together, putting it back, putting America great again. Every time I hear the Democrats, it's for them. We have to stay in power. We have to be the ones in power. We can't let them take power. It's never about what's better for America. It's always about what's better for them. So what do we have now? We have Panic at the Disco or Panic at the White House? Now, what was that famous song? Should I stay or should I go? Well, I guess maybe we'll know this weekend. But do you see the metamorphosis so quickly on a dime they turned? From Joe's the smartest guy, he's the only guy for us, and they literally kneecapped Robert Kennedy. They kneecapped any debate. They kneecapped an actual primary, and they basically anointed Joe Biden. Remember they talked about anointing the dictator? Trump, he's going to, oh, we actually had a primary on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, they just anointed Joe. And now all of a sudden, the king can't wear the crown. It's slipping all over the place. So what do we do? 3.5 years now, they're flopping around like a fish out of water. So the low information people in New York are like, huh? The people in the country are like, huh? Why did they flip so sudden? Because the path to the White House is gone. So without a moment of thought, the guys in the back room controlling Joe from the beginning, controlling this country from the beginning, that, and I know people are going to jump up and down when I say it, the deep state that actually runs this country said, he has no path. We're going to lose our power. Get him out. And is that Obama? Is that Obama and 300 other people? Who is it? The fact that they lied to you every single day for 3.5 years should make everyone angry. And that should put a shiver down your spine. It's a presidential clown show. And the fact that there was a doctor that came to the White House, and this is 2 weeks ago, but 8 times, okay, a Parkinson's doctor, and they don't want to give you out his name for privacy. Listen, Flopsy Mopsy, those logs are public. So they tried to keep the lie going. They really did. They tried to keep the lie going. How is Biden? He's doing great. He's amazing. He's running full throttle 24/7. Quite frankly, it doesn't pass the Biden reality smell test. It doesn't. It's done. So last week, you're referring to him as the sharpest hack in the box. And this week, he's an idiot that needs ice cream. His big boy conference went like a lead balloon. It didn't even fly like the Chinese balloon over America. Didn't even make it. What was there, 6 questions? You know, it just baffles me how they turned around and said that was the greatest press conference ever given. They lied. We the people have to be smarter. If we're not smart, we get what we get. You can't put something in a bag, wrap it up, and tell us what's inside. We should want to open that bag before we take it and we buy it. And let's not buy something that we're not getting. This is what we got. Okay, when we got Biden, he hid in his basement, and we got sold a bill of goods. And now we're getting stung for it. Inflation rate, out of control. Jobs, hitting the market. Everything is going bad. Everything is going bad. But the one thing I will tell you about the Democratic Party, except for the last week, where there seems to be a break in the amoeba, the single-cell uniparty, one brain. They quash all ideas absent the one idea that the party leaders give you. This is the true attack on our democracy. They are now talking about, the Democrats are now talking about, 18 million people voted in the primaries on the Democratic side, I think. I think that was the number they gave you. And now they want to tell you, forget about your vote. I don't really care. You're done. We're going to decide who you have as president. Who are they going to put in? Kamala? Cackling Kamala? She polls worse than him. And he's brain dead. I mean, where are we going with this? We're taking it. But see, once again, it's not the person, folks. I don't care who they put in there. If it's Gretchen Whitmer, if it's Newsom, okay, he's drowning California. Try getting a one-way rental out of California. You can get a million of them in, but you can't get one out because they're all gone. People are leaving that state like it was on fire. Sometimes it is. But who they're going to put in, it doesn't matter. It's the policies that are killing America of the Democratic Party, not the people. The people who put those policies in effect, you never see them. You'll never know who they are. And I love when Joe Biden says, it's not a joke. Listen, I believe the administration is a joke from the top all the way down. Look what goes on. And it now filtered down into the Secret Service. You have men playing in women's sports. I mean, what are we doing in this country now? Is this where we want to go? And we're going to put Kamala in, the border czar. Okay? How many people died from fentanyl under the border czar? 250,000 so far? I think that was the last number that they're leaking out. And I'll bet that that number's a lot harder, a lot higher, a lot harder to accept, and a lot higher in number. I mean, what are we doing, America? We need to get this genius bar out. It's time. You know, under Trump, and he pointed this out yesterday, I'm going to talk about his speech briefly, is we had zero wars. If somebody got out of control, he called them up and he let them know what's coming if you don't knock it off. And the Afghanistan pullout was the debacle that started it all under Biden. So what happened? Did he fire the generals? Did he fire the commanders? Did he fire the people on board? Did he fire the people on the ground? No. And by the way, just as an aside, before anybody says anything about command structure, there is a standing order, and I know this from someone who told me, and my source told me, snipers at the Secret Service do not need permission to fire. They are independent. They have what's called the consummate green light. They can fire at anything they deem to be a threat. End of story. They do not need permission to fire. They do not need permission to line up the shot. They are autonomous. They just do it. Okay? So when you have the same genius bar that's running the Afghanistan surrender, and then you have them still trying to now manage the Ukrainian war, which, by the way, is at a standstill, $166 billion later, and it's going up and up, the never-ending war. I mean, listen, I don't want war. I have daughters that are of the age where now they're talking about enlisting women. Are you kidding me? This is DEI taken to the max. I'm not having it. Listen, men fight wars. Just like that hero, Corey Imperator, that firefighter who jumped on top of his family and saved them. That's what we do. We're wired for that. Remember hunters and gatherers? There's a certain instinctual duty of a man to protect his family. That's what you saw.
By the way, Mark, I want to interrupt you on something. You said, and I heard the same exact thing that you did, that the Secret Service had carte blanche, that they were 007, they can fire at will, they can do this, they can do that. However, what are they taught on the left hand?
Yeah, well.
CYA, cover your ass. And before you take that shot, you better be covered by somebody else that will take responsibility, and you're not going to find anybody that'll take responsibility and say, I told Mark to fire.
But that's the problem. This is that whole DIE or DEI structure thing.
That's what I've said all along. Equity. You don't have anybody taking responsibility for pulling up their pants.
No. And the problem is that equity is not meritocracy. Meritocracy is you earn it. Equity is I'm going to give it to you because we feel bad for you. But that's not the place to do it. It's not the place to do it in the military either. That's not the place. We need lethality. We don't need DEI. Okay? The Chinese are not thinking DEI. They're thinking lethal weapon. So when I look at this country, when I look at our leaders, are they going to have that strength, the fortitude? I don't know. I don't know anymore. I really, you know, I know everybody says to me, well, you know, you're thinking about it. You know, you're not thinking about the real America. Listen, the real America tells me that we're in trouble right now. You know, here, give an example, all right? And this is something off topic here, but this morning, CrowdStrike, an $83 billion company, had a software glitch. So now banks, hospitals, worldwide airports are all at a ground stop. I don't know if you heard about this. Mm-hmm. But this is a global disaster during a patch and the system fails. Are we awake yet? Or are we going to close our eyes to when we rely on computers so completely that we will not be able to survive as a species? You know, Trump yesterday said something that caught me out of his 90-minute speech, roughly, I think it was, that really caught me and really made me think that this is the guy for the White House. Of all the garbage passing through all the noise, forget about all the rest of the garbage. You know what he said to me? And this is what he said to everybody, we the people. He recognized that wars in our current time with our current weapon systems could finally wipe us off the planet. This is the president we need. No. You know what? We have to have, for the country and our world, someone who recognizes that war is in fact not the answer to anything. But he also recognizes that the strength in our military is the ultimate weapon which will save us and the world. Because no one will mess with you if you are the strongest and the biggest. And when you recognize that it's not the answer, that it's not for something that you can go to and say, let's just blow them up like Russia does. Let's go into Ukraine. When you understand that, that gives me hope. That gives me something to look at. But you know what? Here we go again. I heard this morning, $168.5 billion in student loans again. Biden and Kamala trying to cancel when they were told they couldn't. They don't care about what the court says. You want the attack on the media? That's fine. You want the attack on democracy? That's the Biden-Kamala-Harris administration. Or Kamala-Biden-Harris. Who knows? It might be the Biden-Harris Newsom ticket. We don't know. Is it going to be a coalition? I guess we'll find out on Friday or Friday next week or maybe Sunday. We never know. But you know what? Be angry, folks. They lied to you. They lied to even every one of us. They didn't lie to only the Republicans. They lied to you, the Democrat. And why is this election even close based on what you see? Because controlling the media is everything. And the Democrats control the media. That's what they do. They're attempting to do it right now. The entire Democratic primary process was controlled by them. It was controlled by the Democrats behind the scenes. And why was that important? Because everything is controlled by the media because you have Americans who are low information voters. Listen, most of us are out trying to go get some money so we can fill up our tank under Biden. But the other thing that Trump said again, he recognizes that energy independence is the key to everything. That's the key to strength and power. If you shut off the spigots to Iran and you shut off the spigot to Russia, that war ends real quick. And you know, that's the real reason. And Trump understood this, that if you cut off the money, he's a businessman. He understands how the world works. You cut off money to Russia and to North Korea and to China, that's powerful. And that's what you do.
You know, one last thing that I would like to leave people with that is not being touted like I think it should is the reaction to the crowd that was there for Trump. I have never seen anything like it. And that's that everybody was calm, cool, and collected. There were no, I would have thought when I saw it that there would be people running over each other trying to get out of there. And yet, Trump had the ability or has the ability to keep it cool and organized. And this should be something that everybody.
Yep, we're coming to the end here, but what I want to say is one thing. We have a serious choice in November. We have one presidential candidate on the left that should get off the teleprompter, and we have one president on the middle right that should stick to the teleprompter. Thanks for listening to Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.